going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm KYW's Dave Urem. Pleased to be joined by the Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, the day after round one of the NFL draft, in which the Eagles select, with the 31st pick, Alabama linebacker Jihad Campbell, a South Jersey native. Many speculated that Campbell would have gone higher in the draft, but he fell. So, Merrill, I'll get your initial reaction. What do you think of this pick?
I think it's a great pick, Dave. Howie Roseman has done some great things in the draft, particularly in the last several years. But when he got Jihad Campbell, I think he got an outstanding football player who was ranked as one of the best linebackers in the country.
I know you watch a lot of football, college football, pro football. I'm sure since he was on Alabama, you have seen him play before. What do you remember about watching him play for the Crimson Tide?
The fact that he's very, very athletic, that he plays with a sense of energy, that he makes plays. The best word I can think about to use is productive. He is highly productive. He's a fine football player. I think the only reason he was anywhere near available at that point was the fact that he's had some medical issues, particularly in the shoulder area. But they're not concerned about that. I know they've done their homework. They've had him probably looked at by everybody, every kind of specialist you can think of, and they're confident that he's going to be just fine.
Merrill, this pick was actually kind of historic because, as you know, the Eagles, in terms of off-ball linebackers, inside backers, not edge rushers like a Nolan Smith, the Eagles had not selected an off-ball linebacker in the first round since Jerry Robinson in 1979. It's been 46 years. So what do you think of the historical aspect that the Eagles took this position this high?
Well, I was aware of that. And of course, I covered the draft for Jerry Robinson, who was a 3-time All-American at UCLA and made it to the NFL. So I was part of that draft, too. But it doesn't seem like it was 100 years ago, but it was. But this is a great pick.
And he's local, too. You know, he's from South Jersey. He played some of his high school ball at Timber Creek Regional High School before going to IMG. How great is that aspect of this story?
Well, that's a nice thing to see. And something that sometimes teams aren't thrilled about that because they like them on a new atmosphere. But the Eagles, again, do their character homework. They have Dom DeSandro, Big Dom, who investigates all of that stuff. And they say he's a very high character guy.
It seemed like it. Really energetic, too, in all the different media that he was doing last night, especially when he was picked, all the energy that he had going through that little hallway that they had there at the draft.
Yeah, I loved the way he came hopping and dancing and spinning out of the tunnel. And then one of the questions he was asked in the interview afterwards, what do you think about being drafted by the Eagles? And he said, it's great to come to the best team in the NFL.
Yep, he's well aware. He's followed them. I mean, he's followed them his whole life. He was talking about last night in the Zoom with the local media, some of his favorite players over the years. And, you know, it's a lot of the stars the Eagles have had over the past two decades. I will close with this, Merrill, because while it was a good night for the Eagles last night, there's still a lot of draft left. Rounds 2 and 3 tonight, 4 through 7 tomorrow. What are you looking for in these upcoming rounds?
Again, you're talking about best players. It wouldn't surprise me if they somehow pick a tight end. It wouldn't surprise me if they pick a safety. It wouldn't surprise me. I know at some point in this draft, they're going to go after some offensive linemen. These are all areas that they're going to come up with. But listen, if he comes out anywhere near Quinyon Mitchell or Cooper DeJean or Jalen Carter, I'll be fine with that.
I think a lot of people would be fine with that. Merrill, outstanding to hear from you on a Friday morning in late April. Always great to chat with you. I look forward to the next time that we talk. Appreciate you getting up early. That's the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.